All right. So last weekend, I went to my friend Sophie's party. She was throwing a party for her boyfriend, Sean.
I just wanted to be a good girlfriend and, like, throw him a party with some friends.
Which isn't what I wanted.
Okay, so I had it all perfectly planned. I made cupcakes, and I put up rainbow streamers, and a sign that said I love you, and Katy Perry on the iPad, like, perfect, right?
And I was really excited because, you know, Rob was going to be there, and I kind of like Rob. So I walk in and I see him, and he's wearing this big baggy jersey.
Which made him look like a fucking mutant. But he's my best mate, so I convinced him to go over and make a move on his chick Natalie, which he did. Good for fucking him.
She was really pretty, and I went up to her, and we were all dancing and, like, smiling at each other. And then she was like, yeah. And I was like, yeah. And then we made out.
He was hooking up with this random girl. I don't want to see that. So I go to the bathroom, and anyway, I see a boy going into the woman's bathroom. And I wanted to be polite, so I said, hey, excuse me, you can't go in there. It's a woman's bathroom. Only,
I said, I am a girl, you bitch. I was wearing a hat, all right? God.
Before I knew it, she grabbed me by the throat, knocked me to the ground.
These two jerks near the bathroom started to fight. I don't know why someone would do that. It was like, it was so mean to me. Like, I was just like, stop! But it was terrible.
It was pretty hot.
We were punching and pulling each other's hair out, and I guess we ran into the lights.
It was pitch black, and, like, people were panicking and ruining everything.
I was still beating the crap out of her.
I held Natalie real tight.
I think somebody wrote me.
I definitely got some boob.
I ran to the light switch, and, like, I had to push my way there. Like, And then, when the lights went back on?
This bloke was in the middle of the room, bollock fucking naked. Don't know what the fuck he was thinking.
Lights went off. You know, something else went off. People around you. You know, you gotta do what you gotta do when you can't see what you gotta do.
I couldn't believe it. Like, what were people gonna think of my house? Of me? Like, allowing something like that to happen? It was gross.
It was hilarious.
And that girl that was with Rob, she fainted.
Couldn't really handle this piece of art. This work of art.
She fainted because she saw his dick.
Suddenly, total silence. Followed by panic.
I was like, no! Natalie, wake up! And she just laid there on the ground. I tried to wake her up. I think I gave her the kiss of death.
I grabbed Rob and I was like, let's get the hell out of here. But his big baggy jersey got caught on a lamp. Which knocked over a TV.
Everything started to fall apart. It was like the whole house was gonna collapse.
A piece fell on my hand and I think I broke my fucking thumb.
These college houses are pieces of shit. I felt bad for the girl's house it was, but that sucks.
Sophie began to scream. I don't blame her. I mean, I'd scream too. I'd scream like, ah!
In this like little bitty screech. Oh, it was unbearable.
Why me?
It was so loud. But it was loud enough to wake up the girl that fainted.
It was like Snow White, and I was like Prince Charming.
But was there something about a hole in the wall?
Everyone was staring at her, so she freaks out. She runs over to the speakers, and she puts on that song Just Dance by Lady Gaga.
I fucking hate that song.
Yeah, then everybody started dancing. It was weird.
I started to dance a bit. Felt better.
I was like,
whee! It was like nothing even happened.
Music.
Did I put on Just Dance? What the hell happened that night? Six, 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 six